for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Yes, back at West Oval, and thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. Great to have Greg Mellor join us after the game this afternoon. He's downstairs with Rock Dog.
Greg, tough day at the office, mate.
Yeah, no, it was, Joey's played really well, and they got the game on their terms, and, you know, we weren't even in the fight.
Greg, thanks for joining us, and it must be tough. And yeah, it wasn't a great start to the game. But what did you say to the boys at quarter time in terms of, you know, getting back into the game? I did see at some stage, you know, I saw the board out there at quarter time with trying to move a few boys around, and, you know, like, just in terms of trying to get back in the game, just, you know, quarter by quarter. How did you meet them at quarter time?
Well, you know, when you're eight goals to two down, pretty much. It's going to be very difficult to win. Our aim was to try and get back into the game, like try and make competitive. Felt like our backs in the first quarter were just off. You know, we gave up some really easy goals with a couple of poor little skill errors. We handballed to them twice. Their starting positions, really hurt us, and allowed them to get some, you know, good looks at the ball going inside 50. So the second quarter, we played a spare behind the ball, and for the first 20 minutes, we were able to, you know, I think that was one goal to none their way. And then we've gone, you know, we were still trying to play fast, and all we're doing is kicking the ball back to them across half. You know, and Luke Webb was just having a field day. And Luke Webb, whatever his name is. You know, we were just kicking it straight to him. And, you know, so we then tried to even it up, just to, you know, see how we go. And they've kicked four goals in the last 10 minutes of that quarter. And, you know, and then so she's 10 goals at half time. So that's sort of pretty much how the first half went from my perspective.
Greg, thanks for talking to us. I know it's always tough after a game to talk to the media, and we do appreciate it. You're always really willing to talk to us. But is it one of those games where you're down personnel, it's well noted, and, you know, it wasn't the greatest of days? Is it something that you will review heavily with vision and that sort of thing, or is it something that you might just look at your notes and just try and work with at training rather than review it heavily?
Good question. I just had the leadership group sitting down then, and we're talking that exact same thing, you know, to say what they would think, because it, you know, when you get a 100-point loss, it's you know, do you bring out the cannons and yep. go right through them, and then when you've got a young group, you blow up their confidence and that sort of thing. But there's also learnings to take out of the game, and sometimes your best learnings come from when you get your backside handed to you, which we did today. So we'll review it really, really heavily, and more so just on some efforts rather than, you know, and understanding positioning and that sort of thing. So it'll be, I'm hopeful it'll be a positive review in terms of going, okay, this is where we need to work on, and we understand where we're at. But we also got to understand what's acceptable standard of football and the acceptable standard that we want to play at. And today wasn't anywhere near it.
Greg, do you cut your own vision type thing and show them, or do you sort of put it on themselves to review their own games type thing and then go through it? Do you have a sort of set system, or is it just whatever week it sort of is?
No, I'll be cutting them.
I guess you've got some young kids in your back half, do you know what I mean? Like, they were put under some sort of pressure today with ball in hand, and I guess it's easy to transfer that pressure with ball in hand, and there's some really good learnings for them. But some of the kids, I guess, need to see it visually, whereas some of the older heads, you know, you can sort of tell them and they can sort of fix it.
Yeah, well, I think everyone, when you see it, because the vision doesn't lie.
Yep.
So, you talk about it, and people always will go, oh, but. Yep. But when you show, it becomes really clear, and it's really important to have those, honest and strong conversations. Yep. About. So then, the next time it happens, and I thought Angus Hastie really worked hard to get himself back into the game.
He did.
You know, as a young kid, I talked to him after the game. That it was really positive that he continued to fight and work his way and try and be offensively used as well too. So you know, that's what we want to see. We need to see fight from our playing group. It wasn't there today, and these happen, you know. I'm thinking back to myself as a player, and you know, I've been on the back of 100 point losses, and they're not much fun. They're not much fun at all. But it's how we respond and how we move forward. We've got a great challenge next week against Colac. So yep. You know, we're going to come and, you know, looking forward to that challenge and looking forward to learning on what happened today.
Greg, thanks for your time. We have to get going at Marvel. So good luck next week with Colac, and I'm sure we'll see you throughout the season.
No worries.
Good luck, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Cheers. Thanks to Greg Mellor there, the coach of the Geelong West Giants this afternoon.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.